I've always felt like I was the superstitious one on this show. Yeah. So can you explain to me, Raven, why you have that bracelet on?
Yeah. So I know you get a kick out of this. I already mentioned it to my wife, too. She also laughed at me. So I don't wear a lot of jewelry now. I've had times where I did wear like bracelets and stuff like that, but I don't at this point. I don't really wear anything at this point. But we got these in our gift bags for our virtual holiday party for the company. So they sent us all the gift bags. You remember, it was great. They sent us dinner.
Yeah.
There was all sorts of things in there. Gift cards. Great stuff. I mean, as far as virtual parties go, it was a really good party.
That's right. It's Anna and Raven.
But there was also this random bracelet in there that was like this jewelry for hope thing or something. I don't know.
I don't think I got one.
No?
No.
Well, it had some sort of personal message on it, like, I will breathe, I will relax, I will be good, that kind of thing.
I didn't get one of those.
Are you telling me that they personally put it in my bag and didn't put it in yours?
I have no idea.
That would be even funnier.
Mm-hmm.
So the rule is, it said that you're supposed to put the bracelet on. It's just, you know, a cheap little bracelet. You tie it on, and then after a few days or whatever, it's going to fall off, if, you know, after you shower in or whatever. You're not supposed to take it off until it falls off by itself. So I've been watching this TV show on Netflix, Peaky Blinders, and they're part gypsy. So there's curses and there's, I don't want to, spoiler alert, but there's some bad things that happens when somebody puts like a curse on you or some juju on you. I went to go throw the bracelet out because I saw it. I'm like, oh, here's a little bracelet. I'm not going to do anything with this. Let me throw it. And as I'm going to walk it to the trash receptacle, I say to myself, don't get cursed, man. You've got a lot going on already.
Okay.
Don't get cursed because you didn't tie this bracelet on.
All right. So you put the bracelet on.
Yeah.
But you've had it on now for at least a week.
It's been like a week. It's been like a week now. I think I tied it on last weekend. So I'm hoping it's going to fall off. I have showered. I have washed my hands. At some point, it's got to come off. But I'm not cutting it off.
No, it doesn't. It didn't say anywhere what would happen if you didn't put the bracelet on. Or
no,
anything.
It just sounded ominous. The sentence came to an end at that point.
Wow.
So it just printed on there. When it falls off, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You're going to be okay because the whole thing is sacred at that point. It's the curse or the whatever, the blessing is sacred.
Okay.
It's cured.
Did it say at any point that you should forward the message to 17 friends on Facebook? Otherwise, something terrible would happen to your mother?
No, it did not say that part.
Okay.
But again, I'm not here to tempt fate, all right?
Okay.
I'm not standing on the bow of the Titanic going, dare you, Mother Nature. That's not me.
I told you. It's weird.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you dress up as a little old lady so you can cut the line and get your vaccine before other people, that's definitely all I need to know about you.
I mean, don't they ask like simple questions when you go up there to get the vaccine? Like, because you have to come back for a second dose, right? So name and birth date seems like it would be obvious.
This story is so nutty, Raven, that I don't understand how this happened. Two women in Florida, they were caught trying to get the vaccine by dressing up as old ladies. Now, one of them is 44. The other one is 34. So they're relatively young. But here's the crazy part.
Sure.
They were going for the booster. They were going for the second shot.
So they didn't get the first one?
No, they got the first one.
Oh, somewhere.
Somewhere they got the first one dressed up as little old ladies. So at some point there was a medical personnel that was like, how old are you? 74? Great. Let me see your arm.
Listen, I mean, they're trying to roll these things out as quick as possible. You just throw an arm in front of somebody. They got a needle in their hand. They're ready to go right now.
So,
all right? I mean, I can't blame them.
I can blame them.
A headscarf? And that's it. We're doing this.
So here's what I imagine. You know how they have like the how schools sometimes celebrate the 100 days of school where the cute little kids dress up as old people?
Right.
I imagine these two women coming in wearing like muumuus. They got the walkers, the giant
definitely
pearls.
A white wig.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yep.
But this time they got caught and the cops cited them for trespassing and they got yelled at, which was being recorded.
You've stolen a vaccine from somebody that needs it more than you. And now you're not going to get your second one. And we're not even sure if they're going to press charges against you and take you to jail right now.
They didn't face any criminal charges. They were just told that they had to leave, that they were trespassing and not to come back.
See, so, you know, this is interesting to me, all right? Because obviously you broke the rules and, yeah, you jumped the line. But at the same time, you know, you take that first shot. I would imagine that second booster shot is earmarked for that person. And does the second booster shot do them any good if they haven't had the first shot? So it's kind of like give them the shot and then, you know, find them if you want to, I guess.
They
didn't
get the second one. So now what do you do?
Yeah, that's I don't know. That's kind of weird to me.
That's all I need to know about you.
If you clip somebody's car in a parking lot and just drive away, that's all I need to know about you.
I'm so mad about this morning.
Somebody hit my car. I don't know when it was exactly. It was probably Friday or Saturday. I think it was Saturday when I went to this crappy restaurant. I think it was outside of that, but because everything else was not right at the restaurant.
You
so
assume,
I think that that's
wait,
that.
Hold on. You assume because the busboy did not refill your water quick enough that somebody hit your car in the parking
well,
lot.
Well, I was at the mall on Sunday doing some shopping with the wife, and that's where I noticed it. And of course, I marched right over to the security office and demand they show me the film. And the guy couldn't have been nicer. He just backed it up, very capable cameras. And he looked and he said, well, here's the thing. He says, I'm looking at your car. I can see when you pulled in and nobody has left from next to you, so it didn't happen here, and that was upsetting. Also,
did you feel dumb at that point that you accused the mall security guy?
I was happy that I knew that it hadn't happened there because but you know, either way, I was upset. And then my wife reminded me, is that have you ever never really done that to somebody?
Why? You have?
I mean, I think so, maybe like years ago, maybe.
And you don't do anything about it?
I think I clipped somebody at some point. So I guess this was karma coming to get me, I guess.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely. Never in a million years would I hit somebody's car and not leave a note or wait for them to talk to them. So you see, you got. I felt bad for you before. I don't feel bad anymore.
You weren't talking like you felt bad for me before, to be honest. You were not talking like you felt bad for. If you felt bad for me, it was inside of you because you did not express it to me. And I'm going to go outside and check your car for scratches.
That's all I need to know about you.
From a lack of a filter.
I love when it's sweet.
To unhinged lunacy.
3 hours in traffic to get there while I just sat in traffic like a crazy person.
And a lack of compassion for the common man. We ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
The biggest problem with radio, you mention one small personal thing in passing, and the next thing you know, it's all up for debate for everybody.
Yeah, and it lives in perpetuity. It's out there forever.
It's Anna and Raven. I had mentioned during a meeting last week that when my husband and I go away for a short period, if it's just an overnight or two nights, and we only are packing an overnight bag, I only pack one toothbrush for the both of us to share.
I want you to give me a gold star right now because I don't know if you know how difficult it was for me to remain silent throughout you making that statement.
Why?
Because this is disgusting and ridiculous. It makes no sense.
So I don't see what the big deal is because, you know, when you're cramming everything in there, we have the electric toothbrushes. They're big. So I figure, well, you know, we just bring one for the two of us. We're only going to brush our teeth twice max. So what's the difference? And here's the thing.
Twice max on an overnight.
Yeah. That night, all next
right.
morning.
All
and
right.
Then we're going
one
home.
Night.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the big deal? I don't see the big deal. Yeah. I have been with my husband since I was 20 years old.
Sure.
I have kissed one man since I was 20 years old.
Yep.
Right? And I'm the kind of person, and even in my family, we share towels, right, when we get out of the shower.
Which also grosses me out.
I mean, they're my children. I birthed them.
I know, but it's not like you don't have more towels in the house. Why is it that every person shares the same towel?
Because we love each other.
Your husband and your daughter. That has nothing to do with love.
It does.
Normally, it has to do with access to things like towels. So you have towels, you share towels.
And if we go away for one overnight, not when we're home, we don't have one community toothbrush for my family, but if we're going away, my husband and I, it's not like me and three of my random girlfriends, me and my husband, then we'll share the same toothbrush. I don't see why that's a big deal.
You say you're cramming it in there. How small is this duffel bag?
It's actually...
How small of a suitcase do you have?
I don't know if... This is a conversation for another time, but I feel like I buy a standard size overnight bag, but it never fits everything ever, and it's always a problem.
But that's why you bring a second bag. And imagine all the freedom you would have with a second bag. You could fit that massive, cumbersome second toothbrush.
I just don't think it's a big deal. I really don't. And of course, because producer John has his dumb guitar that he likes to make songs, He wrote a song about it.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
How will I know if you love me so? Let's share one toothbrush, baby. You know that you drive me crazy. Your gingivitis, that don't faze me. I said, how will I know if you love me so? Let's share one toothbrush, honey. The dance is gonna look at us so fun.
How long is this?
You know that we got enough money for two, but the only two I care about is me and you.
It's true, because I love my husband and I don't think it's a big deal.
Is he just gonna show up with that guitar all the time
now? All the time. That's his favorite thing now.
Ugh.
1-800-330-9999. Is Anna Zapp out of line? Do you think it matters that we share a toothbrush if we're going away for just one night? Stand on Raven.
I just think that if you don't do this, then you probably don't love your significant other.
Yeah,
that's
behind
what
that
it comes
if you
down
want to.
To.
I mean, it's just general hygiene here that I don't think it's a good idea.
Stand on Raven. Am I out of line? I had mentioned in passing at one of our meetings last week that if my husband and I go away for just one or two nights, not like a week long getaway or anything like that, I only pack one toothbrush for us. And we'll share that one toothbrush just for that night or in the next morning.
You're saving so much space.
Their things are clunky and they're big. And the truth of the matter is I've been kissing the same boy since I was 20 years old. We've been married 16 years. I mean, like, what is the difference?
What if you had chips and dip before bedtime, all right? Or, you know, or so everything bagels for breakfast?
I think it's the same thing. You kiss your significant other. It's the same thing. Am I out of line for thinking that? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
No, I think if you're with someone for a really long time, who cares if you share a toothbrush? I don't think that's gross.
Thank you.
Who are these people?
I'm telling you.
I mean, talk to your dentist. He'll tell you no. Talk to your doctor. He'll tell you no. If you're a pair of rhinoceros, yeah, it's cool that you share a toothbrush because great. Your rhinoceros sharing a toothbrush. You're civilized people. You can both have a toothbrush.
I wonder what a dentist would say about it.
I don't mean like all the time, but like in a pinch.
It's not like we only have one. We just, when we go away for one night, we just take one.
You're not saving any space.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you think it's a big deal to share a toothbrush with your significant other?
I don't. I mean, I share my toothbrush with my wife. It's not crazy. Sometimes we're somewhere and one of us forgets the packet. So you know what? We share. The same as sharing a sandwich, lunch, piece of gum. No difference.
No. Sharing a piece of gum is disgusting also, sir. What is wrong with you? The only time you share a piece of gum is if you rip a piece off of it and you share it with the wall of a ship and you're trying to block a hole because the ship is sinking. That is the only time that you share a piece of gum, and it's a good idea.
Remember in the 80s movies when they were like one person would have gum and then they would kiss and then it would go in the other person's mouth and it was so romantic?
Yeah, it's gross. It's gross.
I don't know. I don't think it's that gross.
Anna and Raven, okay to share a toothbrush or not?
Anna, I'm sorry, but that is nasty. There are some things that you just don't share with anyone, and a toothbrush is one of them. It's disgusting.
Thank you so much. You know, here's somebody that I could hand something, you know, shake hands with or whatever at some point. Maybe not this year, but next year. And I would know that she's a responsible, clean person.
You would rather use your finger or not brush your teeth than use your spouse's toothbrush?
Using your spouse's toothbrush, gross or not gross?
Not gross. I know it sounds nasty, but like I share razors with my husband. It's kind of the same thing as Anna.
I agree. I think sharing razors is okay, too.
It's not even near the same thing.
Why?
One is shaving your legs. And I mean, your husband, if you're shaving it with your husband, the second you shave your legs with a razor that I've used on my face, you've ruined the razor. It doesn't go the same anymore on the face. So you've changed the angles of the blades or that soft, spongy thing on the end of it. You've ruined the razor. He tells you it's okay. What he really means is keep it. Don't give it back.
Yeah, but essentially, using a razor on your legs and face is the same germs as in your mouth, kinda. It's still your same blood.
Yeah, you definitely sound like scientists.
Okay.
And also, the hair on the legs is softer than the hair on the face, so it's probably doing your razor a favor, to be honest.
I'm not sure how we got
Keep
in this
it.
Direction.
It's all gross.
Well, Dr. Lawrence Levy is actually Raven's dentist, and we're going to call him and see what he has to say about it. It's coming up next with Anna and Raven. I had mentioned in passing that if my husband and I only go away for a night, that we only pack one toothbrush. I've been kissing the same guy since I was 20 years old. I don't see what the big deal is.
I find it disgusting. I think that there's certain things that you don't share, even if you're so in love and so together.
Is it such a big deal? It's Anna and Raven. Dr. Lawrence Levy is Raven's dentist. Dr. Levy.
Hey, Anna, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Welcome back, Dr. Lawrence Levy. This is my dentist. I call him Larry, Anna.
Okay.
We got it like that.
Well, that's nice.
Well, he'll give us a straight answer when it comes to this question.
All right, Dr. Levy, Raven's been giving me a hard time because I had mentioned in conversation that when my husband and I only go away for like one night, it's like a one overnight thing, maybe two nights, we just bring one toothbrush and we share it.
They share the same toothbrush for whatever reason, Larry.
You didn't get the did you say why, or you didn't say why?
She just says that's what they do.
No, you still, like, why are we going to bring two toothbrushes if we're only going away? We're going to brush our teeth only once, you know? So,
yeah,
like,
right, and it takes up so much room in the travel bag,
that's
too.
That's what I said!
But it's the electric toothbrush, so it kind of is big, and why are we going to pack two of those things? Now we got to bring the toothpaste and the floss, because you know I love to floss, Larry.
So much space.
And you do have nice teeth. I've seen your teeth on pictures, yeah.
I have fantastic teeth, so I just don't see what the big deal is. Like, do you think it's a big deal if occasionally you use your spouse's toothbrush when you're away?
Well, I didn't realize you were talking about just using your spouse. But, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is just yuck. It's somebody else's toothbrush.
Thank
I don't know
you.
Why. It just does. Sorry.
Thank you.
I don't know. I guess if it's your spouse, if my wife needed a toothbrush because she didn't have one, it would be fine. But I don't know if we would plan on just not bringing one. So when you're home,
yes,
you have the electric.
Yes.
Do you have two electrics?
Yes.
So why wouldn't you just bring the other one?
Well, because they're big and clunky, and if we're going in a one overnight bag, we're already cramming everything in. Why do we have to bring two of those?
Can you, like, switch heads on those things?
Yeah,
switch heads,
just get
right?
The head?
Like, bring an extra head. Like, I mean, like, you know, like a lawn tool.
It seems like
you
a lot of planning.
Bring an extra blade if you were doing a job.
All right, Dr. Levy, here we go. Would you rather, if you forget your toothbrush, right, or you're in this situation, use your finger or use my husband's toothbrush?
That's true. Good question.
Ooh, I never thought of that. I wouldn't want to use your husband's toothbrush, use my finger. But I would use my wife's toothbrush.
See?
All right, Larry, another question.
Yeah, yeah.
You're on vacation. Your wife borrows your toothbrush for 3 days. Do you want it back?
Ooh. You know, it is your wife, and it's still your wife, and you are swapping spit, but I don't know, it's something about the toothbrush
right.
thing. The whole thing just kind of just doesn't sit right.
Well, but to me, it's like, not only with your spouse. This is somebody you share everything with. I have been kissing the same man for 20 years, right? Does it really make that big a difference if we share a toothbrush occasionally when we're gone for one night?
No, I guess you're right. I agree with you. Do you share floss, too? Or do you get your own piece of floss?
No, that's crazy. Of course we get our own floss.
What's the difference?
No, it's because we already have the floss. And you could have different pieces of the floss. You just pull another piece of string out.
Right, right. It's so compact, Larry. It's so much space. Right.
So here's my professional recommendation. Two toothbrushes, one pack of floss that you can share, and you can share your toothpaste. But I don't know, something about sharing a toothbrush just doesn't sit right.
I don't
care who it's with.
One last question. If we don't bring the toothbrush, right, I only bring one, would you rather me not brush my teeth at all or use my husband's toothbrush?
Oh, that's not fair. You know his answer. He's a dentist.
Yeah, you got a brush.
See?
You got a brush.
No. You laid a trap for him. There, you just fell into a trap.
That's all right. You got a brush.
If you use someone's name based solely on what their name tag says, you're a weirdo. I'm just going to come out and say it.
I mean, what else would we use their name based on?
I just don't like it. You meet a stranger and you look at their name tag and you call them by whatever says on the name tag. To me, that just seems odd. I have to agree with this guy. It's Anna and Raven. This video has gone viral on TikTok.
This is a message for all customers, yeah? This name tag, it's not for you to use at all. Please do not call me by my name. It just makes me feel weird. Thanks, Martinez. Karen, I don't know you. Take your Happy Meal. Leave. This tag is just for decoration.
It's true. It's true. My whole life.
What do you mean it's true? How is it possibly true?
Clearly, you have
a public job.
Mm.
And so, you know, it's part of the whole thing about being personably appealing.
I have worked in retail. I have worked at restaurants. Mm-hmm. I have worked at gyms, and all of them have required me at one point or another to wear a name tag.
Right.
And there is nothing more awkward than when you're just doing your job and somebody's like, Anna, Anna. And you're like, how do they know my name?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just feels uncomfortable.
So
I feel like your name is personal.
So it's better in public for somebody to just go, you, hey, you,
excuse
you,
me,
you.
Excuse me.
You in a room. You just said it. You've had jobs like at gyms and stuff. You're running a class full of people.
Right.
Excuse me could be to any of the 30 people in that room. That makes no sense whatsoever.
I don't know. I understand the logic behind why you have to wear a name tag.
But you shouldn't use the information that's available on said name tag. You can't have it both ways.
It just seems funny.
Have you ever had to wear have a job where you had to wear a name tag and you think it was normal that they would call you Raven?
If you're a waiter, they don't just scream waiter. I find that to be more disparaging, to tell you the truth. I mean, here's the thing. If you've got a job and you don't like people calling you by your name and your job requires you to wear a name tag, guess what? Get another job, crybaby. Get another job, crybaby.
No,
maybe in England or wherever that accent was from. I don't understand half of what he's saying. It's a good thing I can read your name, sir.
Whenever I the truth is, if I go to like a conference or something where people back when we were allowed to have conferences.
So those are the ones I hate. I hate the hi, my name is.
Yeah.
If I'm at a conference, then I should just be able to have discussions with people.
But then you don't know their name. So wouldn't it make more sense in that situation that...
It makes me uncomfortable, but in a networking thing, I get why they do it. I'm just saying is you're kind of relied on to have conversations there. On the other hand, it's definitely disrespectful to just yell, hey, you, especially in a public place. That person is not there just to serve you. That person is there. They have a job to do.
I don't know. I think I disagree. I think that if you say excuse me or thank you or just like address a person, you don't need to know their name on that name tag.
Yeah.
What do you think?
If it shows his location where that guy works, he's probably fired. That's what I think.
What do you think about this? Do you think that name tags are kind of an invasion of privacy? You can head to our Facebook page. You can watch this video and then let us know what you think there. If you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna and Raven.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
Yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
Do something over the weekend, no one gave you any credit for it. Or maybe you saw someone do something great and you didn't give them credit at the time and now you feel like you should. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, I taught my family a historical lesson this weekend, and no one gave me any credit for it. Actually, I believe my 12-year-old daughter rolled her eyes at me.
What did you teach them?
Okay, you have to follow with me.
All right.
I went grocery shopping, and there was an incredible sale.
Okay.
Buy one package of Thomas English muffins and get two for free. That's three packages of English muffins for just one. Like, you know, buy one, get two for free.
Yeah, no, I got the math.
Okay,
right. Pride of England, English muffins.
So I bring them home, and I'm all proud. I got the variety, cinnamon raisin, the ones that are multigrain that are only 100 calories, and then a regular original ones.
Right.
So the next morning, everyone's waking up, and we all kind of crowd in my husband's bed in the morning. Like, we all talk about what we're going to do for the day. So I say, listen, guys, we've got muffins downstairs. We have three packages of muffins. We need to eat these muffins before they expire in 10 days. Okay?
Yes.
And everybody seems relatively excited.
Right.
We go downstairs. Hayden throws her hands up. She's like, these aren't muffins. And I go, yes, they're English muffins.
Yes.
Thomas English muffins.
Right.
She says, these are not real muffins. So I say to her, yes, they're muffins. So I do a little research and I tell her in 1880, an Englishman by the name of, I forgot his name, it doesn't matter.
Right.
He came to New York City.
Thomas, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Right.
And he introduced the English muffin. And do you know the song, Raven? Do you know the Muffin Man?
I've heard that song, yes. It's about that guy.
That guy who introduced the English muffins. So,
great.
So you have to eat all the muffins. And instead of her saying, wow, Mom, thank you for the lesson and I learned something.
I love to learn history.
She rolled her eyes, turned around and said she would just take a plain one and walk out.
Whatever it takes to get out of this conversation.
Right. Can I have some credit for doing that?
Sure, why not?
Thank you.
And you can tell everybody this is your song.
To get a muffin lesson and everything.
I mean, not only did I go grocery shopping and get all those muffins, three for the price of one.
Right.
I also explained the history of the English muffin in America.
Clearly.
Nothing. Nobody even cares. No one.
I got to give it up for the guy in the big rig that stopped to let an entire family of geese cross a busy street in my town the other day.
That's nice.
Yes, I'm pulling up the other way. Sometimes we do nice things because it's in us to do nice things. Sometimes we do nice things that we can feel good about because there's a car in front of us doing the nice thing and that it forces us to do it. And this guy in a big rig, there must have been 18 geese walking up the street, and they didn't even cross the street. They just kept walking in front of him. There's at least 20 cars behind him. I'm coming from the other direction. I stop on my side thinking they're going to cross. There's cars beeping behind both of us, but we did the right thing. By the way, the geese, they took their time and then went right back up on the same lawn that they were on before.
Let's give the guy some credit for
that. That's what I thought, right? Why not? By the way, my wife believes that like if geese know that you're behind them and you're not going to run them over and kill them, they walk slower. That's what my wife believes.
What didn't you get credit for this week? Or would you like to give someone credit that they deserve? 1-800-330-9999. We'll get to your calls coming up next with Ann and Raven. What didn't you get credit for over the weekend? Or did you see somebody do something great and you didn't give them credit at the time? You've been feeling bad about it and now you want to give them the credit they have coming? We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Hannah and Raven.
I was learning how to snowboard this weekend and you fall all the time when you're snowboarding.
Yes.
But this one girl, I didn't know her, but she just had these horrible, horrible wipeouts and kept catching an edge. And I finally, like, went up to her and I was like, are you okay? Like, being super nice, like, asking to try to help whatever. She was like, I'm fine. And then got up and, like, left. And it's like, at least say thank you for asking.
Right. Oh, right. Gosh. I mean, even if you're embarrassed, right? Somebody is just trying to do something good for you.
Yeah. We're going to give you some credit right now.
Yeah.
You
absolutely.
Got it.
Thank you.
I
get no doubt.
I mean, you're not trying to be a hero. You don't want a plaque or anything like that, but you're just looking out for another human being, Anna.
She literally got knocked down, and she was trying to get up again. And you know what? She didn't even say, thanks for asking if I'm okay.
Pretty rude, actually.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who do you want to give credit to?
I cleaned the entire apartment. It is completely spotless, like a complete night and day difference, and nobody noticed.
Wow. Is that going to be on a boyfriend or a roommate? Who do you live with?
Both. I live with my little brother and my husband.
Oh, man. And neither of them are saying nothing. It's just the bro show when they're hanging out, right?
But it's like pure sausage fest.
Oh, yeah. Man. Right. Nobody noticed whatsoever. They just play video games and ignore you.
Correct.
All right. We're going to give you the credit due right here.
Can't touch this.
How about if I tell you you can't touch the coffee table anymore?
I cleaned it.
You can't touch the video game anymore.
I dusted it.
Don't touch the TV no more.
There's nothing worse than when you clean all day and then nobody notices. You're like, I literally sacrificed this whole day.
Yeah,
and you don't think it's you think it's totally normal? You think the house was like this when you left this morning?
It's like my wife's life. And then, of course, the next day, it's like I never even cleaned in here.
Of course. Hi, Anna and Raven. Credit due. What'd you do this weekend?
I let my neighbor park for over a year in my parking space. Okay, and their bikes in my storage space. And yesterday I asked them not to because I couldn't move my truck out of the way.
Mm.
Their response was call the cops.
Oh, I will call the cops.
100%.
I will immediately call the police right now. I will walk inside right now. I will call the police and then they will call a tow truck.
Yeah.
And that's what will happen here.
Yeah.
Would you like us to call the police for you?
Did you not call? Because I'll call for you right now. Right. We will make that phone call for you now.
At very least, we'll give you the credit you deserve.
And I've been taking care of business every day.
Taking care of business this time, Anna, meant calling a tow truck.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that meant.
What didn't you get credit for over the weekend? Or who did you not give credit to that deserved it? You could always call or text 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna Raven. I'm warning you. It's seriously addictive. I'm on it right now, and I'm negotiating my price.
I was walking by, and I saw a couple items that you had open on your browser. And I got to be honest, I was intrigued.
Yeah. My offer was just accepted.
I don't even think they were for guys. I was just excited. I was intrigued walking by.
It's Anna and Raven. It's become like my new obsession. It's a website called WeBargain.com. It's WIBargain.com. And you may have seen these people on YouTube. They do the unboxing. Have you ever heard of that? This isn't an ad.
Not like the kids where they open the toys.
Yeah, that's not like that. So this is a website where it's all the stuff that has been returned to Home Depot, Lowe's, Amazon, Walmart, and Target. Those are the stores that they have right now on the website. And you buy these boxes, and they range in price from about $35 to $125. You could buy a whole pallet. Like for $325. It's like a whole pallet of boxes. You have to pay for the shipping, though, and it's not cheap. So when I found about this, I went online.
Do they tell you anything that's in there?
No, it's all a surprise.
Everything's
you get the
a mystery.
Box, you order it. It takes about 5 days. I ordered one. We're waiting for it to come in, and we'll unbox it on the air, and we'll see what's in it. We bought the Walmart box because at the time, my boss said I could only spend $30. Boo.
I was going to say, I'm checking on pallets right now. By the way, they're all sold out, the pallets.
Yeah. No, everything is sold out.
I want a pallet.
So they update it every
day. Don't tell me I can't have a pallet of returned stuff. I don't know what it is.
Well, that's the whole thing, is that you don't know what you're getting. So could you be getting garbage and things that are broken from returns? Maybe. Could you be getting things that are awesome? Yeah, that too. And that's the whole, like, suspense about it. And you even get to negotiate your price on some of these boxes. I'm upset because I gave up a box of 20 pairs of Target shoes for $70.
Ugh.
I don't know. I hesitated. I was like, well, what happens if I get like all size 12s? Like, what am I going to do with them? And then you know what? You hesitate, you lose. I went on YouTube to see like what other people were unboxing because I was so kind of excited about it and seeing like, I wanted to know, like, is it garbage or is it actual good stuff?
Sure.
All right. What are we going to find? Okay. So off the top, I'm seeing a Remington Power Series Intercept Shaving Technology F5. That looks like a really nice razor.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, look at that. Iron. Infinite Pro by Conair. Rose Gold Titanium Curling Iron.
So there's electronic stuff in there, too.
Okay.
Then there's some other kind of random things like this.
So as you can see, the first thing on top are Pampers. This has 84 diapers, and these are size 2.
When I first saw diapers, I'm like, oh, that's great. Now I have a 2-year-old who's not potty trained. But then I'm like, size 2. I'm going to have to like strap 4 of them around her to
right.
fit.
Right, right. They're not all going to be perfect fits for you.
Right. Then there are some other things.
Zip ties.
Zip ties. All right.
Zip tie stuff.
Thank you. Yep.
Thank you for the clarification. That's mm-hmm. good.
Yep.
And the first item I see is Christmas lights. Today is January 5th.
I'm not mad at Christmas lights. I don't care when it is.
These people are just trying to get YouTube famous like the kids that were opening the toys. Well, that's what's going on here.
Yeah.
Do you think that these boxes are for real or you think some of these people are faking some of these boxes?
I think that some of these people are sponsored by the website to get you to go and
right.
get addicted.
So they make sure they get a decent box.
But I'm telling you right now, I'm not sponsored. And when that box comes, we ordered it on Friday. We're going to open it on the air and we're going to see what it is. I got the 15 clothing items from Walmart. So we'll see what it is when it comes in.
I got to tell you, I am excited.
Me too. Every morning I check the website and as soon as things become available, I'm buying it.
I want a pallet.
I was having lunch with actually a mentor of mine, somebody that I really respect a lot. And she had mentioned to me that she had just broken up with one of her friends.
Okay.
And I said, what do you mean you broke up with your friend? She's like, well, when relationships no longer suit you, there needs to be an ending and there's closure. That kind of stuck with me because I was like, is that a real thing?
I mean, I've broken up with friends before, but I don't think I made a conscious effort to do it, and I probably didn't do it the right way.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. Erica Brunwasser is an adolescent and social-emotional coach. Now, Erica, I know you deal a lot with teenagers, which is why I was, like, giggling about this, because I'm like, I feel like when you have a blowout with your friend when you're younger, there's conversations and there's text messages and it drags on. But as an adult, what do you think about actually addressing the fact that a friendship has come to an end?
I think it's really important, actually, because so often, especially as women, we ignore our intuition, right? So when I work with my clients, I'm always teaching them 3 things: to trust their gut. I ask them, how does their heart feel? And to know the feelings in their body. So if when you're with someone, your gut's telling you something's not right repeatedly, how does your heart feel? You're left feeling kind of empty, not so great. You know, is your body feeling uneasy? Are you not enjoying yourself? Maybe it is time to sit back and think, I do have to make a conscious effort to maybe move on and end this friendship.
Erica, does it always have to be some sort of trigger or obvious answer as far as like, oh, they've got bad habits or our lifestyles have changed at this point? Or is it just, you know, as simple as I'm not getting anything beneficial for myself out of this? Is that too selfish?
Listen, there's a difference between a friend who's going through a hard time and might need a little support and not be himself or herself these days. And that's a phase and that's okay. You know, we all go through ups and downs. But it's really important when you have a friendship or a relationship, and I teach this with my teens especially, to think about the patterns that you're seeing in this friendship. Are you the one that's always giving more? Are you the one that's always there and they're never there for you? So really examining that and saying, you know what? This isn't serving me anymore. It's time to walk away.
So I have this thing, Erica, where if I feel like somebody is, I don't want to say serves me because that sounds awful.
Well, but, I mean,
but,
she
you know,
just said it.
I've outgrown somebody's friendship, you know, and at this point, it's like, we don't really have anything in common anymore. Like, I kind of just distance myself and kind of ghost. I kind of go away.
Sure.
But if I'm actually going to say to them, hey, listen, we're not friends anymore, how do you do that without sounding insane?
I think you're right because ghosting is definitely a thing, but with the world the way it is now, there's so much contact that everyone has between social media and maybe seeing each other at school or whatever it is, that maybe it is best just to have a conversation. And chances are, if you're feeling like something's not right in the friendship, the other person is probably feeling the same way. being honest, honesty is always the best policy. Being yourself, keeping it casual, doesn't need to be a huge dramatic blowout. I think those are some things to keep in mind for sure.
Can you do it on text? Do you have to do it face-to-face or like on a phone call? Can you just text them, hey, sorry.
Peace out.
Yeah.
We're no longer friends. I was going to have Anna call one of my friends and break up with him for me.
Can I do that?
Right. And I'll listen in on, like, you know, on conference call.
I don't know. You know, you got to feel it out. What's right for you? What's right for that person? Maybe it depends on your age.
All right. Erica Brunwasser, she's an adolescent and social emotional coach. Erica, if people want to follow you on Instagram, get information about your workshops, where do they go?
Yeah, I'm Erica Brunwasser on Instagram, and you can follow me there. I have a workshop coming up soon where I'm going to be helping parents.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Jessica and Danny. Jessica, what's going on?
We're having a little bit of a disagreement on where we should live, so I thought, you know, you could be our helpers in deciding that. We've been dating for how long, babe? Like 14, 15 months? So yeah, we met online, and we both think it's time to, you know, take the next step and move in together. But we live like 3 hours drive apart. I think he should move in with me. I own a condo here in the city, and he works remotely, like way out in the burbs, and that's just not my scene. So I'm thinking he should move in here. And yeah, I mean, I guess, I mean, he can talk to.
Yeah, Danny, what if she owns her condo? Do you own your home?
I rent. I'm in my hometown where I grew up. It's great out here, and I really think that with everything going on, that she should get out of the city, come here to the burbs. I mean, we can get a dog or something and just spend time outside, which is really
cool. We can get a dog in the city, too. I mean, there's more stuff to do when I'm so far out there. It's isolating. I mean, it is a crazy time right now. And I like the idea that, you know, in the city, you can just like walk down the street, grab a coffee outside. I love the pace here. I think he would enjoy it too, especially if we were here together.
Danny, have you spent any time living in the city before? I mean, obviously you guys have been dating, so I'm sure you've come up and visit for a weekend or whatever, but have you ever spent like weeks on end, a month in the city, anything like that? Because there is a big difference city living in, and outside of the city living, I guess.
It is. I went to college in the city, so it was like I lived there at the time. And
okay. So you have experience
for that,
then.
It was fine. It got a little expensive.
Yeah.
But with this whole pandemic and everything, staying in the city was scary. And so it was moving out to where there was less stress, easier to do things. It just felt like the right thing. And I really think like peace of mind, it was a great thing.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but is that like accurate? I mean, you're going out. Sounds like you visited her. It sounds a little bit like you're hiding behind the pandemic. You can just say you don't prefer city living. There's nothing against that. And it sounds like she does. And I mean, I've met both types of people. That's not shocking.
Yeah, I think it's just, especially in this next season, that like, you know, we've been dating for over a year now. And I think it's just a good next step to live in the city together. I mean, I'm not saying never the suburbs. I already own the condo here. Like, it just makes way more sense to transition to this, not having to add all the factors of traveling back and forth. I just don't want to go out to the burbs. And then what am I going to do with my condo? Am I going to sell it? Am I going to rent it out? Like, it just adds a whole other level of complication.
Well, the truth of the matter is there's no right or wrong answer to this. It's all about preference. And what makes this fun is that you guys have agreed that you're just going to let our audience decide and roll the dice for you, which is fun. So, you know, you may agree with Jessica. She owns her condo. Danny, you work remotely. Just go live with her for a little bit. See what it's like. Try something new. But they may see Danny's side, too, that suburban living is nice and that you get to be outside and you can have a dog and it's his hometown where he grew up and there's that community feeling. See what you think.
Not to mention that real estate is up, too. You don't know how long that lasts.
It's not often that you get to decide where someone's going to live. That's kind of fun. It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
yeah, it's high-stakes gambling with somebody else's life.
Well, yeah. So Jessica and Danny have been dating for a while now, and they do want to move in together, but there's kind of a problem. Jessica owns her home in the city and would like for Danny, who works remotely now because of the pandemic, to come move in with her. He lives 3 hours away in the suburbs, a small town that he grew up in. Now, he doesn't want to leave because he loves the small town feel. And they said, you know what? We can't make a decision. We figured we would just let you decide, which is great.
Yeah, here's the thing. You know, if you're not used to living in a city, it is quite an adjustment. And depending on the city, you know, your lodging could be very different. When you say owns a condo in the city, I mean, that thing could be 600 square feet. We have no idea. Very tight. It is a lot different when you consider the fact that you're probably renting a place where you got two rooms where you just stack boxes.
Mm-hmm. It is a big change.
I'm looking at our text line, and Anna Marie texted, I'm on her side. I agree with you, Anna. She owns it. He's working remotely. Honestly, it's the perfect time. And I think that's the big thing, is that she owns it. That's it. Financially, from a financial standpoint, like, well, it's easy for him to, when his lease is up, just to move in with her temporarily. But if she's going to have to sublease it, well, not sublease it, she's going to have to rent it out herself, become a landlord.
I mean, if she wants to do that, or she just sells it and takes the windfall and goes.
It's tough. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. I guess it all comes down to, what do you prefer, city life or suburban life? It's not often you get to decide where someone lives, and that's exactly what's going on this morning with Jessica and Danny. It's Anna and Raven, Couples Court. They have been doing a long-distance relationship for over a year now. They're ready to move in together. The problem is that they're 3 hours away from each other. Jessica lives in the city. Danny lives in the suburbs. Jessica owns her home. Danny rents. And Danny works remotely.
It is a big change, obviously, when you're going from wide open spaces, having your own vehicle, doing the type of things that you want that are involved living in a suburb, versus city living, where you're on top of each other. It's got a different vibe and a different energy. It's got a lot of pros, but it's got some cons if you're not used to it.
And they can't decide. So they said, you know what? Let's let the audience decide. We love it. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm not sure, because I'm not a city person myself, but they didn't say how far she would have to travel for work if she moved to the country. I think that would be a deciding factor.
I mean, I think she'd have to leave her job. They live 3 hours apart.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, I think she has to leave that
because
job,
because his
too.
Thing, that's another thing that we didn't even take into consideration.
It's
seems open to doing it, but I don't know. It seems like a lot to sacrifice the current job that you have and a mortgage just because you want to go try out suburban living.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Good morning. Actually, my name is Jessica, and I am on Jessica's side. Danny, I lived in the suburbs my whole life, and then I moved to the city. I was never a city girl, and I really enjoyed my time living there. It's good to give it a try. She owns her condo. It just makes sense. And with the summer coming up, it's a lot easier to just step outside, walk down the street, and get anything you need.
I've lived both in the city and in the suburbs, Anna, and there is definitely a different charge when you live in the city.
My biggest regret is that I didn't move to a big city after I graduated college. My husband and I, you know, he got a job. We were just dating at the time, and it kind of brought us to the suburbs, even though that wasn't our plan. And I regret it, because now, you know, being married and two kids, it doesn't make sense at this point.
Right. Harder to make that move now at this point.
Yep.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jessica, our audience agreed with you. Danny, you could always move back. She owns her condo. Pack up your stuff and head to the city for a little bit.
Oh, thank God. I was so nervous.
Danny, city living is a bit of an acquired taste, but it's just like anything else. And the more familiar you become with it, I think the more you will enjoy it. There is something great about being in a city. The diversity, the different things that are available to you every single day, there's a bit of an electricity to it. So I think you will enjoy it. Then again, life is like a season too. You may both grow out of it at some point.
Right.
It'll be
an adventure either way.
Yeah, definitely.
Aww, thanks, babe. I'm really excited about this. Well, promise we'll go to the country on the weekends, okay?
Well, that was fun.
That sounds good.
If you have a problem too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Anna and Raven, who's this?
This is Taylor.
Hey, Taylor, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Taylor.
All right, Taylor, we got $900 on the line. Here's how it's going to work. Raven's walking out of the studio. When that door closes, he can't hear us. It's soundproof. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay, number 1. Rachel Ray's home was heavily damaged in a fire a few months back. Since then, she's been living and broadcasting from her guest house. According to her Food Network show, how long does it take to make her meals?
30 minutes.
Number 2, Lourdes Leon, a 24-year-old model, is now the new face of Marc Jacobs Beauty. She's the oldest child of what musical celebrity?
Madonna.
Number 3, it's National Margarita Day. Woo! What's the name of George Clooney's tequila brand?
Avion.
Number 4, Kim Kardashian has officially filed for divorce from Kanye West. She was married twice before. Name one of her ex-husbands.
Chris Humphries.
Number 5, Rachel McAdams will star in the new adaptation of the novel Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Who wrote that novel?
Judy Blume.
Nice job, Taylor. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo!
Taylor did great. She got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty good.
Yep. Number one,
I do.
Rachel Ray's home was heavily damaged in a fire a few months back. Since then, she's been living and broadcasting from her guest house. According to her Food Network show, how long does it take to make her meals?
It's 30 minutes.
That's right. Number two, Lourdes Leon, a 24-year-old model, is now the new face of Marc Jacobs' beauty. She's the oldest child of what musical celebrity?
Madonna, of course. It's an easy one. How about those eyebrows?
Number three, it's National Margarita Day. What is the name of George Clooney's tequila brand?
It's Casamigos.
Yes.
Brought you a bottle for Christmas.
I'm a
good friend.
Number four, Kim Kardashian has officially filed for divorce from Kanye West. She was married twice before. Name one of her ex-husbands.
The only one that I remember is Chris Humphries of the NBA.
That's correct.
I don't think he's playing anymore.
And Damon Thomas was the second one.
Who?
Yep.
Right.
Number five, Rachel McAdams will star in the new adaptation of the novel Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Who wrote that novel?
Gosh, I don't know.
It's Judy Blume.
I'm sorry,
Taylor. You guys tied at 4. That does get you your own Anna and Raven t-shirt.
That's all right. My name's Taylor, and I can't be Raven.
Thanks for playing, Taylor. Hold on the line.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.